Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio, and Matt Ellis with you. Very excited to be talking with Nick Guthrie about Big Bash. I can't get the Big Bash out of my mind at the moment. It's what I'm most looking forward to in the lead up to Christmas. And we're going to have a look now at two teams that are looking very promising for the competition. One of them we're predicting might go all the way. Let's have a look at them first and see how they're shaping up, the Melbourne Renegades, Nick.
Yeah, the Renegades, Matt. I've got to say I really like the look of this team this season. I think I'm going to go out on a limb and boldly throw my bold prediction out there and say they're going to be the team to beat. They're going to go all the way, I think. They've already had an impressive team last season and showed some real glimpses of talent, and they've added some absolute star power, headlined by, of course, Chris Gayle, who you don't even need to talk about. His 2020 form is phenomenal. That's when he gets going. He is a bit prone to the odd lapse in a quiet game, but if he gets going at the top of the order with Aaron Finch there, it will just be excitement central. And, yeah, if you get a chance to watch a Renegades game, do it, because combined with Dwayne Bravo, the other West Indian, who just lights up a cricket field, they are going to be great to watch. So between Finch, Gayle, Bravo, there's already some power hitting, but combined with that, you throw in some really talented local domestic players like Tom Cooper, Callum Ferguson, Matthew Wade obviously is going to be a really key player for them. One thing which may be a little bit sort of iffy for them, I guess, would be their bowling.
Yep.
A few months back, you'd look at their bowling lineup and you'd say it was probably the best in the competition. But since then, James Pattinson and Peter Siddle have both been called up to the Australian Test team, so they're going to be around that squad for the majority of probably the summer. So that puts a lot of pressure on Nathan Rimmington. So the Renegades, while I do really like them and think they're the team to beat, if there was one question mark, I'd say it was their bowling. Would you agree, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. As you said, a couple of months ago, Jimmy Pattinson, Peter Siddle would have been the ones headlining that attack for the Melbourne Renegades. And with them on Australian duties, it does make it harder work for their other bowlers. They've picked up Chris Tremaine coming into the side. He played with the Sydney Thunder. I think he's going to go from strength to strength. He picked up his first fifer in Sheffield Shield cricket recently, expecting him to step up to the occasion. And guys like Nathan Rimmington, who's now a bit of a veteran really in the T20 circuit, he's going to be someone they're going to be depending on heavily in the Big Bash. And I'm not sure about their slow bowling stocks as well. Nathan Horitz, a bit of a veteran there, bowling the off spinners. Not sure who else they're going to be looking to do a job after the departure of key man Fawed Ahmed from the side. So all those things considered, we still think they are the team to beat in BBL 05. Let's have a look at their next door neighbours, the Melbourne Stars, the team that everyone talks about at this time of year. How good are the Stars looking? Will the Stars align in BBL 05? What do you think, Nick?
I love your wordplay there, Matty. The Stars, yeah, you're right. For years, they've been the big team in Melbourne. They've been, you'd almost say, the big team of the Big Bash. You know, every year they get talked about. But this year, we've already hinted the Renegades are on the up, so I think the Renegades are ready to take the mantle as Melbourne's big team, so there's a bit of motivation for you, Stars fans. There's just something about the Stars. On paper, they look unbeatable. It's an absolute it's a stellar lineup, each name almost better than the next. But there's just something about them putting it together on the field. One person they have lost this season, we didn't mention, with the Renegades, in arguably the biggest, it might not be the biggest name, but the biggest transfer from Melbourne Stars to the Renegades, is Cameron White. Yeah. He will be a loss because he can hit a ball a long way and he's experienced, he's captained before, so he is a loss and someone else will help the Renegades. But the Stars, they have added some good players as well. Adam Zampa is one I'm very excited about, and I think Matt's even more excited about.
Very excited.
Yeah, we both like Adam Zampa. Ben Hilfenhaus, I think he's a very good pickup. He sort of dropped from attention in recent years after he's, you know, left his Australian scene, but he's still a very good bowler. Evan Gulbis as well, a handy all-rounder. And they're just adding to a pretty awesome lineup, you've got to say. David Hussey's there. Glenn Maxwell, of course. You know, you don't need to explain what he can do. Everyone knows what Glenn Maxwell can do in a cricket field. Kevin Peterson, much the same. He draws crowds in. He excites people at cricket. He's going to be great to watch. You know, Luke Wright, the other Englishman at the top of the order, he can hit a ball a long way. Rob Quiney provides the experience. Marcus Stoinis has been mentioned in Australian circles. Then you've got guys like Peter Hanscom's here, James Faulkner, and it's another Australian international. It just keeps going on. John Hastings in there, he was a leading wicket taker in the Big Bash last year. Michael Beer has had Australian experience. So on paper they're the team to beat, but I don't know. I think we agree that there's just, can they just put it together?
Yeah, that, it's the thing that we've wanted to see. We've wanted to see the Stars excel, and we've wanted to see all of their big guns perform at the same time, and they've done it in patches. They had a really good end to the tournament last year, but couldn't kind of close it out when they needed to. Really looking forward to see what they bring to the table, but we've got them finishing fifth in BBL 05. Make sure you stay with us. We are going to be talking more Big Bash very soon. We'll have a look at the Adelaide Strikers and the Perth Scorchers in just a moment.